Hello and welcome to the Honest Politics Podcast. My name's Alex Gamsik and I am the founder of Honest Politics LLC. My company does high-level political consulting, but not for politicians. My services are catered to everyday Americans just like you and me. And today is a special day because we have our first interview episode with, I think you want to be called Kylie, right? I'll take that as a yes. This is a very serious podcast.
Do you want to restart it?
No, this is good. This is good. This stays in.
Hi, I'm Kylie, and today I'm relaxed in my PJs. I worked on homework for my class, and I went for a walk on the canal. I am a voter, and I'm registered to vote, and I participate in the election.
Which one specifically?
All the elections.
So, do you vote every year or just for the midterms and presidential elections or some combination?
I vote every year.
Every year? That's pretty cool. A lot of people don't know this, but there are elections every year, whether it's for your local representatives, for your county or your state, or even the president. So it's good to get out there and vote, and if you can't vote, to do absentee ballot and all that kind of stuff. So Kylie, what did you want to talk about today?
I don't agree with what's going on with the refugees and the settlement camp and how they are being treated.
Sure. So I'm just going to ask a few specifics. Like, which refugees and which camps are you talking about? Do you mean in general, like what's going on in the national news today?
I mean, like, how they're being separated from their families and how they're being put in these concentration camps, and I can't even imagine what it feels like to be separated from your families, and there's no reason that this should be happening. Mm-hmm. They should be allowed to enter the United States and given equal rights and freedom, regardless of where they're from or what ethnicity they are.
Sure, so you're talking about the southern border? Or specifically, like, any refugees? Because there's refugees from the Middle East, from Africa, from, like, all over, basically. And people come for different reasons, but I guess you're talking about people coming up from the South, from like Latin America and Mexico and Central America. I'm trying to figure out why people get the news that they do and how they get their news. Like, this is about ordinary Americans. I might be a political junkie who listens to this stuff 5 hours a day, but I understand people like you are not like that. Like, people have their lives, they have full-time jobs, they have people they care about, and not necessarily following politics all day. Which is why it's really valuable to have ordinary Americans on this podcast. So do you want to tell people kind of how you get your news or the opinions that you have, where they get formulated from? Where are you getting your news from?
So I sometimes watch little snippets of news on TV. And other times my mom and I have discussions of what's going on in the world.
Okay, so it's mostly through secondhand conversations, but also sometimes you do watch the news occasionally. Where do you watch it? Like on YouTube or anything specific?
On the television.
TV, okay. So you do watch TV. Do you care which channel you get your news from or just whatever's on?
Our news, sometimes it's Wham, whatever.
So like local news stations?
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool. Sometimes local news and sometimes national news will say something, even if it's about the same topic, they might be a little different. I guess, do you keep up with local politics as much as national, or both, or neither?
I keep up with some politics.
Some, but not a lot, right?
Yeah.
Just enough to get you voting.
Yeah.
And when you do vote, do you happen to vote, like, straight party line, or how do you decide who to vote for?
I watch the campaigns and I have discussions with people who I'm close to.
Okay, so mostly talking with people and talking it through with friends and family, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And then speaking of your friends and family, have they been a specific party their entire lives or do they have very strong beliefs on something? What comes to your mind first?
Democrats.
Democrats?
Yeah.
So most of your friends and families are just Democrats, mm-hmm. kind of?
There's a few that are third party.
Mm-hmm. And when they say they're Democrats, is there a specific issue they care about mostly, or is it a mix of social or cultural or like economic issues? Like, do they care about taxes or abortion or guns or something in specific?
They like how healthcare was provided to almost everybody when Obama was president. And they like the...
So healthcare and abortion rights.
And the gun policy too. Not everyone should be able to have a gun.
Okay. Do you mind if we go back in your childhood a little bit? Obviously you don't have to say everything, but I just want to see, have you lived in the Western New York area your entire life?
Yes, I lived in the same house.
Yeah, because usually a lot of our politics are informed by how we grew up and what our parents believe. So you grew up in a Democratic household, I'm guessing.
Mm-hmm.
With a capital D, not Democratic as in, like, democracy, but Democratic as in the Democratic Party. And have you been exposed to a lot of conservative viewpoints when you were growing up?
Not really.
Can you think
I suppose the church is conservative in a sense of how they feel about the LGBTQ community. I feel that they should be able to marry whoever makes them happy. They shouldn't be forced to marry someone who they don't love.
Mm-hmm. So you've been exposed to that conservative viewpoint on LGBT rights from the church. You don't personally agree with it?
No.
Mm-hmm. Have there been any other conservatives, maybe classmates or others, that you've talked to about this stuff?
I really didn't talk that much about politics or religion with people because those are very sensitive topics to talk with people.
Okay. But even like social studies classes or things like...
I was a very shy kid when I was in high school and I didn't really raise my hand that much or participate.
Okay. That's fine. That's cool. I guess another couple questions about your experience. Did you happen to have any friends who are LGBTQ that might have influenced the way you think about this?
No, most of my friends were straight.
Mm-hmm.
But I do support... I feel like they're born that way, and I feel like they shouldn't be penalized for identifying as someone who they are rather than pretending to be someone who they aren't.
Mm-hmm. So you didn't have a lot of friends who were LGBT, but like, was there a specific person or whether it's celebrities or politicians or thought leaders that might have influenced how you think about this?
I'm just very accepting of people who are different than me, and I like to learn more about them. And so whoever I meet along the way, I like to hear their stories and I like to learn about different cultures and different ethnicities and different genders.
Okay, that's pretty cool. So you grew up in a Democratic household and you've grown up in the church, obviously, but you'd still like to get different perspectives.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool. It's nice to be open about things, I think, and take in different viewpoints and view each of them as valid. At least from that person's perspective, even if you don't personally agree with it, or in some cases it might be objectively wrong. But, I mean, the LGBT issue, even Barack Obama wasn't really for gay marriage until the early, like, 2010s, like, late 2000s. But I think there's been a lot of progress in this issue.
I think it's still a work in progress because not every state has gay marriage legalized. And even though gay marriage is legalized, they have to get married either in a court or at a certain place because churches refuse to let them get married. So they're not allowed to marry wherever they want to marry. They're only limited to where they can marry each other. And even then they get harassed and criticized. And they're not respected for choosing to be identified as gay, lesbian, bi, or transgender. And their families disown them. And so, even though they identify in that community, they're still discriminated against.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so there's a lot of awful stuff that goes on, even though gay marriage is technically legal in the United States. There's still discrimination, and there's still a lot of churches that won't themselves marry people like that. I'm glad we had this discussion on this issue. Was there anything else you wanted to talk about today? Any specific issues that maybe when you go in the ballot box, you think about that issue when you're deciding who to vote for?
I also think about the healthcare issue. Now that we have President Trump as our president, he has taken health care away from... We used to have Obamacare and everyone would receive free health care. And now there's college students, older people, people who can't afford health care being denied a hospital visit or a doctor's visit. And they're going to these places being extremely ill because they don't have health care insurance. And there was a friend who got hit by a car and he was in a coma for 3 days and he was in the hospital for a month. And the whole time he was in the hospital, he had to worry about health care insurance because he didn't have health care insurance.
So that's kind of crazy. You get hit by a car and what you're worried about is how much you're going to pay for it rather than just getting better. And I think both parties have different ways of addressing it, but it's definitely something that needs to get done. And you think Trump's not doing a great job of it right now?
I think there could be a better candidate in his position.
I know you don't follow the news too much, but what kind of policy solution do you think would get there? Do you have any ideas? I mean, if I listed off a couple, you could tell me what you think of it. So what do you think about we get rid of all private insurance companies and everyone's forced to go on to Medicare? It's okay to say you don't have an opinion, because even...
But I think that would affect taxes, and I think that they'd run out of funding because there's thousands of people.
The alternative, the extreme opposite, would be to get government out of healthcare entirely and to get rid of all regulations so that it's only the private companies that decide how to do healthcare, if to have it at all. What do you think about that?
I think that could be a possibility.
That could be it? Okay. Now there's Obamacare now, where the Republicans have taken away some aspects of it, so it's not exactly as Obama intended. And then there's the public option, which is kind of what Pete Buttigieg and Klobuchar and some other Democrats now are proposing, where we have the system we have now, but there's also a public option, so everyone could go on to Medicaid or Medicare if they want to. It's a government-run insurance program, but you still can have private insurance if you want. What do you think about that?
Those are many different options that could be taken into consideration.
Okay, so you'd like to see more numbers and evidence and stuff? Mm-hmm. That was kind of a leading question. But that's also good to understand, audience, because... leading questions are not good, and I was using my own biases to try to get an answer, but now you know not to do that. It's hard being an interviewer. What do you think?
Especially like when you know the person that's interviewing you, it's different.
Yeah, we're friends in real life, and this conversation feels a little different than usual. I mean, I love it because I'm a political junkie. Yeah, maybe a few more questions and then we can get going. What's the most fun or the funniest or like anything cool that you think about when you think of the news or one of the presidents or anything like that?
I feel that the propaganda of these campaigns is kind of a joke because they bash each other. And I don't think that's the whole purpose. If you have to bash someone, then are you really considered a good candidate for that position?
So you don't think the negative attack ads are helping a candidate's case?
No.
No. So as you look forward to the news and what's going to happen with the country in, say, the next 10, 20 years, what specifically are you hoping for? What would make you happiest to come out of the political realm?
I think that there should be more peace and unity in our country, where we're bringing together diverse cultures and where we're ending wars, where people respect and love each other more, as opposed to a divided country where you're not welcome here, I can't talk to you, and treating people differently. I think everyone should become united and be one community, as well as there should be healthcare access to everyone. No one should have to go through being extremely ill and not knowing what to do about it and not having insurance, so they can't go to urgent care, they can't go to the doctors, they can't go to the hospital, so they end up either being infiltrated with medical bills or waiting till it gets really bad that they just can't take it anymore, or dying. And I also feel that people should be able to choose whether they want an abortion or not. You can't help if you're a victim of rape or if you have health complications. And you shouldn't have someone take away birth control or someone take away, because not everyone's ready to get pregnant. And some people use birth control because they have medical issues. Like, I know a few friends that they can't get on their period unless they're on birth control. And it's the price of the birth control has skyrocketed, so it makes it unaffordable for people that really need it.
Thanks for coming on the podcast, because, like, even though we're friends in real life, it's still valuable to get, like, these perspectives from ordinary Americans rather than all the academic mumbo-jumbo I've been posting about lately. So I hope you all, the audience, join us next time as we seek to discover more of the stories behind the statistics. You can be a guest. Just email alex@honestpoliticsllc.com or go to honestpoliticsllc.com. Scroll to the bottom and send me a message, and you can be on, have an interview about whatever topic you like, share it with family and friends, do whatever you want with it. And I hope to see you next time.